Thank you. I'm here to support 580 and 484. We're seeking your help in avoiding serious decline in New Hampshire's natural resources, real estate values, and associated tax income and tourist-based economy. If implemented, proposed industrial wind plants on our scenic mountaintops will repel tourists visiting New Hampshire for scenic beauty and recreation. Surprisingly, well-intended RPS goals in New Hampshire are more aggressive than in higher wind states, and 3 wind turbines are needed on our mountaintops here to produce the same power obtained from 1 turbine in windier Dakotas, Kansas, or Texas. New Hampshire already produces double the power it uses, exporting the rest, and electricity use is not growing because of increasing use of energy-efficient appliances and lighting. Most power from existing New Hampshire industrial wind plants is exported out of state, is less than promised, and is disruptive of available grid capacity and control, so is frequently curtailed. Because wind here is erratic, unpredictable, and low, often producing nothing at all, it cannot replace conventional power plants. And cycling conventional power plants up and down to compensate for erratic wind power actually increases air pollution. We're on Newfound Lake. We've been coming here for 30 years, and last fall we learned of a proposed industrial wind power plant project in secretive planning for 3 years on the mountaintops just west of the lake between Wellington State Park and Mount Cardigan and Cardigan Mountain State Forest. The 37 turbines proposed would be enormous, each larger than a Boeing 747 spinning on a post, rising almost 30% higher than the mountaintops, seriously degrading the wonderful view from everywhere on and near the lake. When we learned the details of this project by a foreign company and recipient of almost $2 billion in federal subsidies over the past few years, we immediately stopped plans for rebuilding our cottage for retirement. Others nearby with similar plans did the same. 2 other properties on the mountain behind us were sales of that of those properties were canceled, all costing the local economy over $1 million in business. Area realtors must now disclose this project and now another proposed 25 turbine project northwest of the lake, negatively impacting further real estate sales. If implemented, these projects will lower real estate values for all properties within sight of them, lowering taxable valuations and tax income to local towns who currently don't have, but should have, a vote whether these projects are allowed to be implemented. Why is this happening? Because of well-intentioned energy policies that have proven to be detrimental to New Hampshire's natural treasures. Driven by profit from industrial turbine installation and promise of renewable electrical energy, these projects are heavily subsidized by our federal government from our taxes and borrowing from foreign countries and borrowing from future generations. These destructive projects threaten to become widespread over the mountaintops of New England despite their uncompetitive cost, destruction to carbon-absorbing forests, streams and lakes, wildlife, residents' health, local tourist-based economies, and continued reliance on conventional power for the majority of time when the wind isn't blowing. They increase both electricity billing rates and power transmission costs, aren't producing power or paying local towns as promised, actually increase local tax rates, and ruin rural town character. Lots more information is available on the web, including serious health problems from noise, low-frequency infrasound, and shadow flicker experienced by residents near installations worldwide. In summary, industrial wind plants in the low wind northeast cost too much, save essentially nothing, damage local environments and economies with benefits only to foreign companies. Despite all this, the SEC responsible for energy project approval has only rejected 1 proposed wind project, and we're thankful for that. Industrial wind plants in New Hampshire must be stopped until a sensible energy policy can be developed, local economic impact can be considered, and all towns within view of these projects must have a vote in their approval process. Much better solutions to energy and related environmental issues are conservation, natural gas for baseline power, and distributed solar. Thank you.
Thank you.